Good morning. It's great to see you. It's a little hot. Wow. Why don't you stand and sing with us? We're going to do something a little different this morning, and I pulled out a children's song that we're all going to do together, This Little Light of Mine. I don't have lyrics, but I think you know the words. And then there's a middle part that might be a little new to you. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. I'm going to let it shine. Jesus is the light. I'm going to let it shine. Jesus is the light. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. I will clap my hands and I will stomp my feet. Middle part again. I will clap my hands.
I will clap my hands and I will stomp my feet and I'll shout, shout. I will run around and I'll jump off the ground and I'll shout, shout.
This little light of mine. Tell the kids that was for them. They don't know that they are supposed to be singing in church too. All right. Next song is Forever.
Praise. thank you that you are seated on the praises of your people. You enthrone yourself with our praises. And we praise you for this beautiful summer day. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to know who in here has an August birthday, because I was looking through the directory and there weren't that many. Raise your hand. I know Ralph and Mark and Sparrow. Who else? David, what one is yours? 26. Okay. There is a lemon cheesecake birthday cake for the August people in the kitchen, and I didn't have room to write the names, but everyone is welcome. Oh, you do? I thought that you guys had some.
Haley and Sawyer are 2 days apart.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Very good. Well, happy birthday to everybody. Linda. Is that your dad's favorite? Oh, yes. And happy birthday to Ralph. Should we ask you how old you're going to be? 90? 89. Okay. Okay. We'll wait for the big one. That's right. That's right. Well, we'll see when we get there. Okay, and then T-shirts. Martha said, I thought I saw her, that order forms.
I've got order forms for the T-shirts. Sparrow, would you like to pass them out? Anybody that wants one, raise your hand. We would like to have these order forms back in within 2 weeks, so 2 weeks from today. Does that give you enough time to decide? There's room on the order form to order more than one shirt, so you can indicate what sizes you want. Again, it's at the bottom of the order form, but the color is royal blue, the printing on it is white, and the front will be full color. So the design that Sparrow turned in has a cross on it, that'll be brown, and then there's a group of people around the cross holding hands, and those will be multicolored. So it'll, it should be really cool. The price is on there. So 2 weeks from today, if you could please get it into me or Jan Sorensen, somebody that's on the care team, Bonnie. What's that? Payment would be great. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Make it out to Family Worship Center. Payment when you put submit the order form would be wonderful. Anybody else? I'll lay these last couple out by the front door. Okay. Any questions? I don't know how long it's going to take once we submit the orders to get them. Shouldn't take a real long time. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Were there any other announcements? I feel like I'm forgetting one. Yes. Oh. Oh. Wonderful. Whoa. Oh, a little boy, little girl? Okay. Okay, yep. Aw, that is so exciting. Okay, well, I will have Steve come up, and we'll start our prayer time. Bonnie, oh, yes, the children are dismissed to Children's Church. Follow Miss Bonnie. I thought I had that little announcement. Do you have
it? I got it. Making their escape, I guess. Well, we've come to this part of our service where we'd just like to share any praises or prayer requests with the family. We'll start with Miss Linda. Yes? Oh. So you get to watch them do it. Oh, that doesn't sound comfortable, Ralph. Oh, mercy. Yeah. So Ralph's asking for prayer for his granddaughter, Delaney. She's starting a 5-day treatment. So we'll be praying for her and for mom and dad and grandma and grandpa. We talk about anxiety. They probably got it as bad as Delaney. Yes? So Lorraine's sharing that Lindsay's grandma Barb has come home to live out her last days here. So we'll just be in prayer for, under hospice care, and we'll be in prayer for Lindsay, just that she can be at peace and spend those times with Grandma Barb. Yes. Miss Jan, yes. Okay, so Miss Jan, I can hold. Miss Jan Otto is asking for prayer for her niece Tina. She's having a surgery at the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm not gonna try to pronounce what she said it was. Okay, Miss Jan Sorensen. So Miss Jan sharing a praise for Megan. That's and I keep forgetting that's a girlfriend of your nephew. Okay, and she's doing well. She's had some health issues, and they did find a home in St. Joe, even in this market where you have to argue and outbid each other. And then Uncle Bob, he's got a friend named Steve that is losing his eyesight. So we just want to be in prayer for him and opportunities to witness. I saw another hand somewhere, I thought. Oh, over here, Miss Cindy. All right. Well, Miss Cindy's son Drew and his wife Christine were here last week, and Miss Cindy's just really pleased and excited with all the hospitality the church and the church family has shared. So thank you for everyone that reached out and made that possible. All right. With that, I think we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we do thank you for this opportunity to come together. We just ask that you would prepare hearts and minds here this morning to receive a message, message from your word, from your truth. We do thank you that Drew and Christine were able to be part of this family in the past week. And thank you that this church is supportive of their ministry in Scotland. We just look forward to what you're doing there. We do thank you for providing for our church family and providing good teaching and solid biblical truth through a variety of speakers. And we just thank you that Mr. Rick Kress is able to come today and share. We do have needs, Lord, that we just want to put before you. And we think of Miss Linda and her cataract surgery that she'd be going through this week Thursday, and just pray for peace and wisdom and a successful outcome there. And we do want to continue to remember Delaney in our prayers and just the battle she's facing. And Lord, we just look for your peace and comfort in that for everybody involved. For Delaney, as she faces this battle, but she doesn't do it alone. And we think of her parents, her siblings, grandparents, and all those around her that love her. And just thank you that she's blessed in that way, to have that kind of support, and that your hand will be in and amongst all of that. We do think of Lindsay and her grandma Barb. All of our times come to a close here on this earth, and we miss those that have gone before us. So we just ask for peace in that situation, ask for opportunities to witness and grow in faith for both Lindsay and Grandma Barb and others that might be around. And we think of a niece, Miss Tina, that's going to go through surgery in the Cleveland Clinic. Again, just looking for your peace and your hand and your comfort in all of that. We think of a gentleman named Steve that's losing his eyesight. We don't know why. And your word has examples of men and women that have faced this before, and we just look for your hand and your ministry to him. And then we pray for our sister Jan Sorensen, that she would be able to witness in truth and in spirit. And we do thank you for Megan and what you're doing in her life, her health, and thank you for providing home and shelter for all of us, Lord. We are so blessed here. So with that, we just look forward to what you're going to do in the rest of this service. We invite your Holy Spirit to come upon each one of us, come together collectively, corporately, that we can worship you in just a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, with that, I would like to introduce our speaker for today, Mr. Rick Kress. He comes from Shelby Township, northern suburb of Detroit. He's currently the associate pastor at St. Paul United Methodist Church in Rochester, and he also runs his own business as a consultant to nonprofit organizations involved in education, healthcare, social services, and religion. He brings 40 years of experience as a bivocational pastor, educated at Anderson, Indiana, Ashland Theological Seminary, and John Carroll University, and has a really cool hobby of bird watching, where he took that up in his hometown of Indianapolis. So with that, I'd like to invite and welcome Mr. Rick, or Reverend Rick Kress.
Oh,
well. Well, and we'll do that right after we sing our songs.
We're gonna sing, and then Pastor Rick will come up. Okay, you can go ahead and stand.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that blood lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains.
This is a new one I just love, but it's very easy and repetitive, so hopefully you will be able to just enter into the worshipfulness of it. King of Kings. In the darkness we were waiting, without hope and without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt.
All for the souls of all who come to
Thank you, Lord. And the Church of Christ was born when the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. For our new friend and guest speaker, Pastor Rick, would you bless his words and speak to our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing that song that we sang before the message, just the last two verses. King of Kings, if you want to stand with us. Psalm 30, verse 11 and 12. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And the morning that you rose, all of heaven held its breath, till the stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, Church of Christ was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel and shall not fade. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Remember to praise him this week. You are dismissed.